Joe Brennan and the Irish.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Times reports that IRES REIT has agreed to board directors from the activist investor Vision Capital following a weekend of intense negotiation that avoids another showdown at the company's upcoming AGM. However, the listed apartments owner refused to support the nomination of Colm Lauder, an Irish-based property expert who had won the most votes at an AGM in February. While IRES REIT highlighted before the AGM that Mr. Lauder, the former stockbroker analyst of the company, had lacked demonstrable Irish property operational or management experience and had no public company experience. And Alan Healy in the Irish Examiner reports that the cost of living crisis has seen Ireland drop two places in a global ranking as a location for private businesses to thrive. In its latest update, PwC's Private Business Attractiveness Index now ranked Ireland ninth among 33 major economies. While the ranking is a jump from the 14th place 2 years ago, it is a drop from seventh place last year. The UK dropped from second to seventh, primarily driven by disruptions from Brexit and supply chain breakdowns. The index ranks the attractiveness of the environment and conditions needed for private businesses to thrive, based on nine categories, including macroeconomics, private business landscape, tax and regulatory environment, education, skills and talent, technology infrastructure and startup ecosystem. PwC said that Ireland ranked 30 out of 33 for the cost of electricity and 29th out of 33 for the cost of living metrics. And we'll be speaking live to the author of this report at 8:30 on Newstalk Breakfast. Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent reports that hundreds of drivers are getting refunds after being overcharged for their motor insurance by AXA. The overcharging blunder goes back a number of years and relates to the failure of AXA Insurance to recognise the likes of no-claims bonuses for policyholders. The company said 400 customers had been affected. It is just the latest overcharging issue to hit consumers in this country. Banks, energy providers and telecoms companies have been forced to apologise and pay refunds to customers lately.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.